the InfoWars.com studios, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, October the 23rd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. It was eagerly anticipated. Turkish President Erdogan's speech is going to be talking about the murder of the Al-Qaeda journalist who works for the Washington Post. And of course, some people point out, why is it that the U.S. media, like the Washington Post, doesn't disclose when its commentators and pundits are paid foreign agents, like Khashoggi? Now, I'm not saying that he deserved to be killed. He certainly doesn't deserve to be killed. But the crown prince, who has gotten away with murder quite literally on a grand scale, was absolutely amazed at what all the fuss is about. And certainly that is understandable, just as Saddam Hussein was amazed when the American government suddenly turned on him, the military-industrial complex. Well, Erdogan today was gave a speech early this morning, North American time, and the interesting thing about it was what he did not say and what he did not reveal. Multiple sources have said that they have heard the audio tape, but he didn't talk anything about that. He didn't mention it. He didn't show the video of the hitmen. He basically kind of stepped back from this, even as we have Jenna Haspel on her way to Saudi Arabia, perhaps trying to help them do this a little bit more stealthily. You know, she was able to get away with torture and murder, and the CIA does that for a long time. And evidently, these people need some remedial training in Langley because they don't quite know how to get away with it. You know, you do that to a high-profile individual, it's a big deal. You can murder tens of thousands of people in Yemen, and you can do it for years, and it's not a big deal. You can publicly chop off people's heads and hands in the public square, and it's not a big deal. You can beat women in the street because you don't like the way that they look. You can throw gays off the buildings, and you get away with that. That's not a problem. One person in Saudi Arabia said, this is just awful. We used to embody Arabian values. You mean like the military police, the secret police, the people like the CIA put in Iran when we put in our monarchal puppet, the Shah of Iran? You know, we overthrew their election. We didn't like their election. It was a leftist that got elected democratically. And so rather than trying to win in the marketplace of ideas, as we currently see in social media, they just come in with a heavy hand. They organize a coup. They put in a puppet. They coronate him as king, which is what the history of Saudi Arabia has been. These kings that have been established by British and U.S. intelligence and have been ruthless despots. So, yeah, they're absolutely surprised at what's going on with that. I'll also take a look at something that is far more important than this invasion that is happening. Yes, the invasion is important. And again, it's one of these deals where it becomes a media event, unlike the caravan each day that comes across the border that we don't pay any attention to, that is known by the Border Patrol. They know that more than a caravan per day has been coming across the border. It has escalated ever since President Trump went soft on immigration. But President Trump has now said that he is going to cut the foreign aid of Mexico and Guatemala because they have not done his job for him. It's your job, President Trump. You do it. You have the duty to do it. You have the authority to do it. Don't expect the Mexican president or the Guatemalan president to do it. And if you want to know what needs to be cut, it's our welfare system that is drawing them in. But Cory Booker wants to put this on steroids. He's putting out a policy as part of his pandering to socialism. He's put out a policy that's based on socialism and on racism. But the way this thing is structured, he is going to turn anchor babies into trust funds. And it will be an anchor that sinks this country if he's able to get elected, if he's able to get this through. But this is where the Democrats are.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party. leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We've got a couple of interesting clips from yesterday's Trump rally. But I think just as interesting is what the Democrats are saying about the caravan. People like Max Boot. People like the Beto male, and President Trump took him to task on his name, as he should. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about something that I think is really underscores the danger of all this. And there's a couple of different issues here. It's not just the caravan that's coming across, but it's us pulling them in. And Cory Booker is a great example of that and the policy that he has just put out here. But before we get to that, the Supreme Court has blocked a ruling that would mandate that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross give a deposition on a census citizenship question. Now, this is something that has, I think, to be looked at in the context of what's going on with the Democrats pushing this massive influx of people into the country. We have said it's about getting in foreign voters. That's what the Democrats want from these people coming in, foreign voters and dependents who are going to vote for the Democrats because they want free stuff. And Cory Booker is right in touch with that. But another part of this is that even if these people don't come in and get legal citizenship or are given voting rights by the people in California, the Democrats in California, even if they're not citizens, they're already giving them voting rights to vote on things like school bond issues and so forth in San Francisco. You don't have to be a citizen to enjoy the privileges of a free education. That's why Mexico is cooperating and sending their citizens in. And, of course, you don't have to be a citizen to even vote on how much money is going to be spent on the schools. Isn't that nice? And if we don't have citizenship questions on the census, which have been on the census until I think they were taken off by George W. Bush. Isn't that interesting? Taken off by George W. Bush. Prior to that, they were on. Of course, Obama didn't have it on. Now the Trump administration is saying, we need to put this on. We got the 2020 census is about to come up. Every 10 years they do it. The primary point of the census isn't to intrude into your private life and get all this private information about you. That's a violation of your privacy. But, of course, they violate your privacy electronically in so many different ways. It's become something of an anachronism as far as that kind of privacy violation goes. But the census is to get a count of citizens, people who live in the United States. And I say that because they use the census to allocate congressional representation. So even if these people who are foreign citizens come in, if they are counted on the census, even if they're not voting, they would be counted for representation. And that would inflate the representation of places like California that entice and invite illegals to come there. It would be another political ploy for them. It would make their votes, the people who do vote there, the Democrats who do vote there, even if they don't give the vote to the illegals, it would make their votes more powerful. They would have more representation because of all these foreign citizens they have brought in. So that's a very important question that is coming before the Supreme Court. And the Democrats are furious about this. That alone should tell you this is about getting the voters and overthrowing elections with foreigners that are coming into this country. And we know that the Republican wing of this, Paul Ryan, and the people that he works for, the Koch brothers, want cheap labor to destroy the middle class. And they're working on both sides of that with this Cory Booker policy. You know, it's kind of ironic, actually, that as they are enticing this caravan, it's actually an invading army, they got very, very upset when Reuters or AP called it an army. They demanded that they change that, and they did. They changed it back to caravan. That's so nice. You know, they're on a journey. But it is an invading army. An invading army of people who are very hostile to the United States. You can see that in the comments and in the actions that they're doing, burning American flags, putting swastikas on American flags and so forth, calling Trump the Antichrist, saying he's going to burn in hell. These people hate America. They're not coming here because they want to be American. They're not coming here because they like what America is about. America was created by Europeans who came here to create a country based on liberty and individual freedom. You had other waves of immigrants who came here from Europe because they wanted to have freedom. That was the Ellis Island experience. They wanted freedom, not free stuff. These people want free stuff. They want to take your country from you. They don't want your culture. They don't want your law. They don't want the liberty that this country is based on. And quite frankly, most Americans don't want it anymore either. But now they're enticing these people across, and they're going to be in the path of a hurricane. They've got a disturbance called Vicente. Not the president, the former president of Mexico, but this is another one called Vicente. And then there's a bigger hurricane called Wilma. They need to give that one a Hispanic name as well, because this is going to be sweeping across the dangerous hurricane. But here's a hurricane that threatens the existence of America. And that's what Cory Booker is doing. His plan, he says, to fight wealth inequality. This was put out by Vox yesterday. And Vox and Cory Booker are on the same page. An exclusive look at Cory Booker's plan to fight wealth inequality and to give poor kids money. Let me tell you what this is really about. This is about converging classical Marxist warfare between economic classes. That was what they always used to sell revolution, to sell Marxism in Europe. Didn't work here in the United States, so you had people like Saul Alinsky, Bill Ayers, the Weathermen, push the idea of white skin privilege. They said, we haven't had any success with economic warfare, with economic class warfare here in America to push our Marxist policy. So let's push Marxism by pushing race war. And now you have Cory Booker converging those two, both a race war and an economic class warfare. He said, as Vox is putting out, of course, they like his idea. He's going to close the gap of growing racial wealth. His idea is to give lower income kids a sizable nest egg, nearly $50,000 in some cases, that they could use for wealth building purchases like a down payment on a house or a college tuition. Look, you already have a situation where only the poor or the extremely wealthy are allowed to go to elitist colleges. It's been that way for decades, going back to the middle of the 20th century, quite frankly. If you're a poor kid, you get a free ride. If you're the right racial group, I mean, if you're an Asian, they're going to have you, you have to pass and with a higher SAT score than other racial groups. So you get excluded because of your race. They discriminate against you on that basis. But in terms of money, you can't afford to go there if you're a middle-class student because you can't afford the college tuition at places like Harvard or Yale, and they're not going to give you a scholarship. So what do they need college tuition funding for? $50,000, that ain't going to do it at Harvard anyway, right? But this is what he has to say. Like Bernie Sanders or the Medicare for All plan of Kamala Harris, Booker appears to focus on racial inequality in America and how to solve it, say his fans at Vox. So what he's going to do is he's going to introduce a bill, and he's already getting ready to do that. Again, He's a senator, so he can introduce a bill, but this is one of the things that he's going to run for president on. Introduce a bill to give every U.S. child an interest-bearing savings account at birth in an attempt to reverse rising economic inequality. Oh, well, great. So this is not about just poor kids, right? This is about every child in America? Not so fast. As every child born in America. They don't have to be American citizens. Their parents don't have to be American taxpayers. They can come over as an anchor baby. So you think you've got a lot of people coming across the border right now? You just wave a $50,000 trust fund for them, and you watch the flood of immigrants coming across. This is why, folks, with all the legal tactics, even all the military tactics in the wall, if you don't stop this welfare state, this anchor baby situation, we're done. America is done.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Caravan from a donor with no name, but I'm on my way to the promised land where Cory Booker is going to give every one of my anchor babies a $50,000 grant from their rich Uncle Sam. That's really what this amounts to. So Cory Booker, as part of his bid to run for president, is going full socialist with a dash of racism and white privilege thrown in, because he wants to equalize things along racial and economic lines. So he has a proposal to give every child born in the U.S., of course, you know, we have the anchor baby nonsense that says if you come across the border, or say that you're a Chinese, they exposed this in L.A. They have networks of people who are quite wealthy in China, but they want to have kids who are American citizens as a fallback plan. And so they pay a lot of money to be snuck into this country while they're pregnant and hidden until they can go to an L.A. hospital or another hospital in California, have their baby at taxpayer expenses, of course, and then the baby becomes an American citizen. That American citizen can then get them into the country when they want to retire or if they want to escape from the Chinese communists. But these are people who are getting free rides even at the hospital on childbirth, and these are individuals who have very high net worth in China. But then we also have the masses of people, as illustrated by this army of invaders who's coming across the border, the so-called caravan, who are going to be enticed in here by Booker's bill, because what they're going to do, it's going to be, according to Cory Booker, it would be administered by the Treasury Department. It would start with a $1,000 principal balance that would be granted by the federal government. And then the government would then deposit up to $2,000 a year into each child's account, depending on total family income, until the recipient turns 18. So I don't know how that adds up to $50,000. I mean, that's like $36,000, $37,000 by my math. But they're saying, Vox News, that loves the plan, said that'd be up to $50,000. So there's probably some other details in here, some other giveaways. But here's the bottom line. Poor immigrants from the third world are going to benefit more than the American middle class, who have paid taxes for generations. Those of us whose families have built this country, whose families for generations have paid the taxes in this country, are going to be looted to pay for this giveaway, this enticement from Cory Booker. It's going to be funded, for example, by increasing the estate tax. That's just it. It's wealth redistribution, folks. You're not going to be able to pass money along to your children. The federal government is going to pass your wealth, your estate tax, to the children that they're enticing to come in from other countries. This is how desperate they are to destroy this country. It is an existential fight right now. And quite frankly, Trump is not in the game to the degree that he needs to be in the game. There's a lot of rhetoric out there. He understands the problem, but he's not doing a damn thing about it for 2 years, quite frankly. What he is doing is not going to help the American middle class. 50% of all American workers make less than $30,000 a year. But let's give trust funds to foreigners to come in here. Let's entice them to come in here, and let's tax Americans to pay for it. And I'll just say one more thing about Cory Booker before I get to the invasion thing. There's this anonymous charge that came out. It is from a self-professed anonymous gay liberal who put out a shocking account of a 2014 assault that he says that Cory Booker assaulted him in a restroom. And again, Cory Booker didn't even dress up like a woman and go into a woman's restroom, which is a concern of a lot of people. It's why, kudos to President Trump for pushing back on that. But is that how far we have sunk in this country that the major victory of the Trump administration is to say that sex is determined biologically, that it is objective, and we're going to celebrate that we get back to that point, if in fact we do, because that's not a given yet. We got a lot of pushback from Hollywood on that. I mean, is that going to be where we are, just to say, as conservatives, we're going to hang on to the definition of male and female, and we're going to protect women and children by having separate bathrooms? Is that our standard? So this is why I don't call myself a conservative. I am not happy with just trying to get back to what the liberals stole from us in the last 4 years. To me, that's what conservatism stands for. Well, we're going to, you know, we're not going to take the minimum wage any higher than it was before. Minimum wage isn't something we should ever have. Shouldn't have a minimum wage. You want to point out how absurd it is and how it doesn't help anybody, but you won't get rid of it. You'll just say, I'm not going to let you raise it any further. Well, they're not going to let us go any further into some of these other predations. They're going to try to get us back there. And we're going to consider that to be a victory because we're going to stand up for what we had that was taken away from us just 2 years ago by Barack Obama. But let's talk a little bit about this. Because, you know, I believe that Cory Booker is innocent until proven guilty, but he didn't believe that about Brett Kavanaugh and the accusations against him. So we should at least talk about these accusations against Cory Booker, the fact that he is alleged to have assaulted, sexually assaulted a man in a restroom in 2014. And again, it's an anonymous accusation. But he was a guy, Cory Booker was a guy who kept calling himself Spartacus. And I think it's kind of ironic because Spartacus, I don't know if you remember the Stanley Kubrick film, Spartacus. It was re-released in the 1990s. And of course, it had a big cast. You had Kirk Douglas as Spartacus, that famous scene, that's what he was referring to, where they put down the slave rebellion. And they wanted to identify who the leader Spartacus was, and everybody stood up and said, I am Spartacus, and they crucified all of them along the road. Well, in that movie, there was a scene that was cut when it was originally released because there was heavy homosexual innuendo in that between Tony Curtis and Laurence Olivier. And when they re-released it in the 1990s, I know because we had a video store at the time, they made a big deal about how they were going to put that scene back in the movie. It was very, very important for Hollywood to put that back in. There was nothing explicit in it, but the innuendo was very, very heavy. And they still had the video footage, but they didn't have any audio footage, so they had to recreate that. Well, Laurence Olivier had died, but they got Tony Curtis to re-record his dialogue. For Laurence Olivier's voice, they got the widow. His widow, Joan Plowright, said, I know somebody who can do his voice as good as he does. And that's Anthony Hopkins. He's a very gifted mimic. So they brought him in to re-record Laurence Olivier's voice. That's how much trouble they went to insert a scene, which was in a bathhouse. He's coming on to this slave, this Roman patrician. So, yeah, Cory Booker, I am Spartacus. Maybe he really is. Maybe he was telling us something else that we didn't know about. We'll see about that. We'll talk about the invasion USA when we come back. Stay with us.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it. Ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com, right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I said, Cory Booker wants to give $50,000 to every poor child born in America. They don't have to be an American citizen. It's a trust fund for anchor babies. And if you think that a wall which hasn't been built, that a military that hasn't been deployed, is going to stop the flood of people coming into this country, if you offer that kind of incentive, there's no way that you're going to stop people from coming in. I think we need to have a wall. I think we need to have the military. I've been calling for this for a long time. So President Trump has the authority and the duty to use our military and our military budget to protect our border. And I've got a quote here from Louis Gohmert, Congressman Louis Gohmert from Texas, talking about that. And even saying, look, if Trump won't do it, the governors can do this. Governor Abbott could do it. Somebody needs to do something to protect this country. And we need to stop the Marxist socialists like Cory Booker, backed by people like George Soros. We need to stop them from trying to destroy this country and doing it with economic incentives. Now, let's take a look at what's going on with the so-called caravan, this army of invaders. I see people are pushing back now on the idea that it's at all dangerous. It's not dangerous, according to Reason Magazine, the people who love open borders. Maybe they should pay attention to this massive new welfare program. How much welfare do you think is too much, Reason? All you libertarians who like open borders, do you not understand? Have you never seen the Cloward and Piven study? Where they said, we need to get as many Americans as we can on welfare. That was their position back in the 1960s. We can collapse the country economically if we can get a lot of people on welfare, and then we can build our socialist utopia. That didn't work, so they said, let's bring in people from foreign countries. We can incentivize that, just like Cory Booker is doing right now. And what Cory Booker is doing will be the Cloward and Piven collapse of this country, if he's able to do that. That's the reality. I understand from an abstract point of view, I don't want people telling me where I can go and how I can travel. But I find it very interesting that Reason Magazine has absolutely nothing to say about the ban of private vehicles, about trying to take away our ownership of our own transportation and being able to travel privately. They don't have anything to say about that. They're only concerned about open borders, aren't they? And they push back against President Trump, and he said there's some very bad people coming in this army of invaders. There might be some Middle Eastern terrorists. And we got a lot of, so they wrote this article, Migrant Caravan Hysteria Returns. There's no evidence this caravan is full of Middle Eastern terrorists. And so they cite the many stories about 100 ISIS terrorists caught in Guatemala as the Central American caravan heads to the U.S. Where did that story come from? It came from the Guatemalan newspapers, not from President Trump. Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales had said his administration had caught almost 100 people with ISIS ties. Now, later on, the Guatemalan Secretary of Strategic Intelligence cited the 2016 arrests of several Syrian refugees who had false documents. But we know from Border Patrol agents that we got a lot of Middle Eastern people who were able to come across the border. Anybody can come across the border. If you don't have any control of your border, anyone can come in. They said Morales didn't mention the migrant caravan, and they said actually the paper published their story on October the 11th before the caravan started getting international attention. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that they weren't in there, but okay, so let's just say that they were talking about something that happened in 2016 and got conflated. Do you really think that the gangs and the drug cartels, the Sinaloa cartel, MS-13, and on, do you think those gangs that have resulted in, even by official counts, it's the second highest number of deaths in any country in the world, in Mexico, because of these gangs and cartels. You think they're not dangerous? You don't think that MS-13 is just as dangerous as ISIS? Take a look at what they do. Even without being able to drop bombs from airplanes, they've gotten a body count of people in Mexico and other places. They've got a body count that is second only to Syria, where they are able to drop bombs in massive amounts, and drop bombs in such a massive amount that people can't even breathe. That was what the White Helmets used to create the false flag concern that people were being gassed. There were so many bombs being dropped that people couldn't breathe because of the dust as the buildings were collapsing. You know, kind of like 9/11. But even with that kind of warfare and bloodshed in Syria, the drug cartels and the gangs are able to kill nearly that many people. By the official account, the unofficial account, they may be more than the people in Syria. Who knows? And so let's not worry about the people coming across, right? Reason doesn't want you to worry about that. It's just fear-mongering and conspiracy theories. Meanwhile, they hate Trump. They hate America. Newsweek reports. This is Newsweek. It's not a conservative paper. That they're saying Trump is the Antichrist and he is going to hell. These are American immigrants from the caravan. Now, understand this. They are not American immigrants yet. They're Central Americans, but they are immigrating into America. They are future American citizens. One person said, speaking in fluent English, our message is we are not criminals. Yes, you are. You are going to criminally trespass. You've been declared your intention to come across our borders regardless of what we say. Regardless of what our laws are, you're going to flaunt our laws. You're going to come by force. You got people burning tires, burning flags, painting a swastika on the American flag. We had this up on InfoWars yesterday. It was linked by the Drudge Report. The picture may still be up there. I'm not sure if that's still on the Drudge Report. Let's play, however, what Max Boot had to say. Because Max Boot was busy painting a swastika on President Trump, and on all Americans who think that America should come first, that we should put America's interests first. Here's Max Boot painting a swastika on you if you're a Trump supporter.
What are you seeing in the pro-Trump media coverage of this, the right-wing coverage of this? Is it demagoguery? How would you describe this?
It is demagoguery, Brian. It is also, I believe, racism and nativism, really pandering to the fears of Trump supporters and Fox News viewers who tend to be
racist,
older,
right?
White males
this
who
NPC
are alarmed
never Trumper.
About this supposed invasion of dark-skinned newcomers coming to America. I mean, the threat is entirely bogus because, in fact, border crossings have declined dramatically in the last 18 years, down 80%. There is not this massive army of illegal immigrants, and these people are not even illegal immigrants. They are refugees who are seeking legal
admission
to the United States.
As he's doing that, CNN even is putting a picture of the massive number of people coming across that bridge.
This is something I write in my book, The Corrosion of Conservatism, how when I was growing up in the 1980s, the Republican Party was basically pro-immigration. It was a conservative party with a white nationalist fringe, and under the impact of Fox News and Donald Trump, it has transformed into essentially a white nationalist party with a conservative fringe. I mean, I spent decades working in the conservative media for publications like the Wall Street Journal editorial page, and guess what? They were pro-immigration. They had a very different view on all of these things than the Fox Newses and the Donald Trumps of the world, who are pushing this xenophobic agenda to mobilize their base for crass political purposes. It is tragic.
A xenophobic agenda. This is CNN, where everything is Russia, Russia, Russia. And, of course, Max Boot is from Russia. He is a CFR globalist. He is an ever-Trumper. He has always worked with Bill Kristol and all these globalist neocon organizations and globalist organizations. It was not a GOP policy. It wasn't a conservative policy. It was a globalist old policy of the old GOP. Here's what President Trump had to say last night about nationalism.
We're putting America first. It hasn't happened in a lot of decades. We're putting them first. We're taking care of ourselves for a change, folks.
That's right. We're putting American interest over corporate globalist interests like Max Boot is saying.
I like that guy, but not that much. Not that much. But radical Democrats want to turn back the clock or the rule of corrupt, power-hungry globalists. You know what a globalist is, right? You know
yeah, Max Boot. That's the globalist. He's the face of the globalists. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That wants the globe to do well, frankly, not caring about our country so much. And you know what? We can't have that. You know, they have a word. It sort of became old-fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay?
Absolutely. Somebody who puts America first. And you just heard Max Boot, the Russian globalist, CNN commentator, the Never Trump commentator, the guy who's been a CFR, says, I've been lifetime GOPer all my life. Well, you know, for him, the GOP stands for the globalist old party. And we're tired of that party. We want a party that is going to put America's interests first. That's just nationalism. It's not racist, even though that's what Max Boot is out there selling, giving us his NPC version of politics. Anybody that disagrees with it, he's going to paint a swastika on you. He's going to paint a swastika on President Trump, and he wants to burn America down. This Russian commentator, he says, hey, I've been with the GOP all of my life, but I'm telling everybody, vote straight Democrat. Well, President Trump said, when you see this caravan, remember the midterms. Remember the midterms. He says, so unfair to those who come here legally, and it's unfair to those of us who are already Americans. It isn't just the people who are immigrants. You know, some of us who are born here, who have been here for 400 years in our families, we have rights too. And we don't want to see a country that was based on the idea of liberty thrown away with a foreign invasion. We don't want to see a country that was built on the idea of liberty turned into a socialist authoritarian hell. And that's really what these people want to do. And, of course, President Trump is making those comments at the rally in Houston yesterday, the massive rally for Ted Cruz. And we had Beto O'Rourke, his opponent, out there, again, wanting to put America last again. You heard that from President Trump. He said, hey, you know, we got a lot of people out there. They want to make everywhere else great. We just want to make America great first. But they're concerned more about other countries. Beto O'Rourke is more concerned about what's going on in Central America. Here's what Beto O'Rourke had to say.
If things are so desperate in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, that someone would risk their lives to come here, then what can we do to improve conditions there? We've invested trillions of dollars in our wars in the Middle East. Could we invest some fraction of that to provide the stability in the Northern Triangle countries of Central America to make sure that people have a reason to stay and raise their families where they were born?
Again. He's not going to say, let's stop the wars. We'll keep the wars going on, but let's increase foreign aid as well. And I have to ask you, why are the people coming here? Are they desperate because they can't survive there? No, they're desperate to get the massive fistfuls of money that people like Cory Booker are going to hand out to them. People like Beto are going to hand out to them. It's absolutely amazing. You know, when President Trump mocked Beto for calling himself Beto, that's not his name. You had the press say, this is a name that he's used since childhood. No, it isn't. When you look at that back and forth that he had to apologize and grovel to the feminist left because he did a review of a Will Rogers Follies, and he says, look, they've just got great-looking girls. That's all they got to offer. I said, how sexist and hateful of you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Well, that review was written not by Beto. That was not a Beto review. That was a review by Robert Francis O'Rourke. That was the name that he was going by when he was in college. And yet we're told, oh, he's been using the term Beto ever since he was a little kid. He's been Beto. No. No, not when he was a professional. Now, when it became, he's writing reviews in college, he goes by his real name, his real Irish name. But then when he wants to get elected in Western Texas, where it's mostly Hispanic, he throws out the Robert Francis O'Rourke, and he goes full Beto, the trans-Hispanic. But again, he wants to try to stabilize these countries. What about stabilizing our country? What about destabilizing our country by bringing in massive waves of foreigners who are coming here for economic reasons, not for political asylum? And those who are trying to escape the gangs and the cartels are victims of a war that we have started called the drug war. That is a UN agenda. And just like we're talking about the wars that we've had for regime change in Syria and how unnecessary that is and how these people would be better served, the Syrian refugees that are being pushed into Europe would be better served by stopping the war because we stop assisting ISIS to overthrow Assad. When we look at this situation with the dictator that we support in Saudi Arabia. And you look at the situation in Syria. Why are we so hell-bent on overthrowing Assad? He's not a good guy, but he is not nearly as bad as Mohammed bin Salman or the Saudi family. Not nearly as bad. In Syria, you had a more of a secular Muslim country where they tolerated Christians. They don't tolerate Christians in Saudi Arabia. If you go there to work on their oil fields, that we discovered the oil, we extracted the oil, we created the demand for the oil, but they get all the money, right? Yeah, they don't get all the money. They got the big oil companies that work with them. And you get the military-industrial complex that works with them. But it's Americans who go over there to extract the oil with Aramco and so forth. They're not allowed to have Bibles. And yet in Syria, that place that we have to destroy, they had Christians openly worshiping in churches before ISIS came in. ISIS destroyed all that as we were supporting ISIS. And then, as Ron Paul pointed out, it was going to be doom and gloom, wasn't it, after Aleppo? But when the Assad regime pushed out the ISIS terrorists that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and all these people who are now heaping scorn on their newly discovered dictator in Saudi Arabia, but they helped all these ISIS people after the Syrian regime pushed out ISIS. They celebrated Easter there for the first time in over 7 years, the Christians in Syria. You're not having any Christians celebrating Easter in Saudi Arabia. Why is that? Why is that? But, of course, Beto O'Rourke is concerned about stabilizing Central America. His policies, the policies of Cory Booker, will destabilize America. They will incentivize these people to come here as anchor babies, give them a $50,000 trust fund from their rich Uncle Sam. And you want to see what this looks like? Just take a look at these images to show the massive migrant caravan traveling through the USA through Mexico. As you've got Max Boot saying, this is nothing but fear-mongering, even CNN is putting up the numbers of people. There's so many people here, we can't even walk through the crowd. And Max Boot is saying, that's nothing but fear-mongering and racism. I've got a clip from Louis Gohmert I want to play, saying that perhaps Soros is funding the caravan for midterms. He says, I can't help but think that maybe the Democrats, even perhaps Soros, says Louis Gohmert, may be funding this. You think? He's been caught funding this type of thing many times. Here's Louis Gohmert.
But the president made no bones about it, and actually he can take his lead from the Democrats, a Democrat named Woodrow Wilson, not one of my favorite presidents, but in 1916, after Pancho Villa's gangs came across the border in New Mexico and killed a bunch of people, not only did he put 75,000 or so of a new thing called National Guard troops on the border, but he sent General Pershing into Mexico. Now, President Trump's not going to send people into Mexico, but he's made clear that this basically is an invasion and it needs to be stopped. And the Jessica Vaughn at Center for Immigration Studies had pointed out you got to do four things. You got to close the border, you got to stop bogus asylum claims, and basically have those claims for asylum only be allowed at our embassy or consulate in the home country where these people are coming from. And also, we need to remember that asylum claims are not legitimate if they're not made in the, if we're not the first country they come to after leaving their country. So Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, they can't make a legitimate asylum claim, and Jeff Sessions is not going to let that happen. But one other thing that Jessica Vaughn didn't mention that I think would be very important, we have got to have the DOJ investigate where the funding is coming from to send these thousands and thousands of people
certainly
to the U.S. because that you could use
now.
RICO to go after them.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Pompeo took the lead over the weekend. He was in Mexico City.
Yeah, you could use RICO to go after somebody like George Soros. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do this just for the Daily Beast and Jack Dorsey at Twitter. Got another Babylon Bee story here. You got to see this big, pull this picture up of George Soros as Moses with his arms outstretched and as the Babylon Bee says, raising his arms and staff high above his head, a robed George Soros vowed to lead the thousand strong migrant caravan marching toward the U.S. Let my people go in and give them money. You got to stop the anchor babies.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you've got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
As you just heard, Louie Gohmert said, we need to figure out who's funding this thing. And we need to have the Department of Justice look into some RICO statutes. They need to do that with George Soros. The people in Hungary who know who this guy is have thrown him out of their country, and they have initiated prosecutions like that against his organizations seeking to overthrow Hungary and many other countries. He's been a partner of the Obama State Department in overthrowing countries. But I love the satire from the Babylon Bee portraying Soros as Moses leading a vast exodus into the promised land of America. Yes, it is going to be, folks, the parting of the red states. It's going to come right up through Texas, part the red state, and he is going to subdue this land of milk and honey. As the Babylon Bee pointed out, raising his arms and staff above his head, a robed George Soros vowed to lead the thousands-strong migrant caravan marching towards the U.S. into the promised land of America. Soros encouraged them with inspiring words, miraculous signs, and lots of money. When confronted by Mexican authorities, Soros shouted, "Let my people go," and he threw bags of money at the police. Early this morning, the caravan ran out of food, causing grumbling. He said, some of them said, we should have stayed in Guatemala. But Soros urged his followers not to lose heart, and he used his vast wealth and connections to have gourmet meals dropped from a helicopter each morning. The caravan also ran out of water, but Soros was able to use his iPhone to call for more after hitting it against a rock several times in an attempt to get service in the middle of nowhere. We will yet see the promised land as they march through the wilderness to part the red states. Yeah, that's what this is really about, folks. It is about taking over this country. Now, Soros has done this many times before. Today we had reports. It's kind of interesting to see the way this is being reported late last evening. Early this morning, we see a lot of articles about an explosive device. This is the title from AP News. AP News headline says, authorities say an explosive device was found near George Soros' home. But then in the very first paragraph, they say it was an object that appeared to be an explosive. So it's not necessarily an explosive device. This is somebody that works for him that says, I found something suspicious. I took it out and put it in the woods, and I called the police, and they came and blew it up. They said that there is no threat to public safety, reports the FBI's New York field office. They said there is no threat to public safety. I think there would be a threat to public safety if it was a bomb, don't you think? If it was a bomb. And we have no further comment at this time. And then they go on to say, again, this is AP, neither local nor federal authorities would say whether the object was capable of exploding. And yet the headline is, explosive device was found near George Soros' home. Fake news. Fake news. Trying to portray him as a victim instead of the Messiah who is leading the exodus into America to overthrow this country. Now, we know that Soros has been, we've seen people handing out cash. You've seen the video of people getting handed cash as part of this caravan and so forth. The LA Times came out yesterday and said, paid protesters are real. It's not a conspiracy theory. Paid protesters are real. They can admit that when it happens in Hungary, when it happens in the Czech Republic. And that is what they're writing about in the LA Times. It's a Czech investor has filed a lawsuit against a business rival saying that they hired fake protesters to express fake outrage, fake support, and everything in between. It's an organization called Crowds on Demand. They provide pop-up protest rallies, flash mobs, paparazzi events, other inventive PR stunts, maybe even caravans or invading armies. Who knows? Because, again, you've got thousands of people coming across the border every day. Why mass them all together right now? This one guy who holds U.S. and Czech citizenship said in his lawsuit, all those allegations are false. But of course, we have seen this. We've seen the Craigslist ads. We've talked to the people who get paid by Soros. We've exposed this in the past.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some health news. We have the Monsanto trial that happened in California. San Francisco jury in August awarded a former school groundskeeper, Dwayne Johnson, $289 million in damages in a lawsuit, saying that Monsanto's glyphosate weed killer, Roundup, was responsible for his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This is the first time somebody has won a lawsuit, a big judgment, obviously, of course. First time that has happened. It is going to be the first of many, many lawsuits, I believe, because as they pushed back on this, the judge refused to overthrow the verdict. The judge did reduce the verdict down to $78 million. But the verdict further confirmed that Monsanto acted with malice in concealing the known carcinogenic risks of its products for decades. Well, it's not just Monsanto. It's many government organizations. Yeah, the World Health Organization said that glyphosate was probably carcinogenic to humans in 2015. I've talked about this before. I had a dog who died from glyphosate. Absolutely certain of it. It was a chemical lawn treatment organization when we lived in the suburbs back in the early 1980s. Came down with the same non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, very unusual thing. He would get out, and he loved to eat grass, even when he wasn't sick. Typically, a dog will only eat grass if they're feeling sick. He would eat grass, and they had the signs up. You know, we spray this, keep the pets off of the lawn, keep the kids off the lawn. We tried to keep him in, but he was an escape artist. And he got out, and he got that. And as we had that diagnosed at the vet, I heard a story about how the people who were using glyphosate, the farmers in the Midwest, were having a dramatic increase in this particular type of lymphoma. I thought, well, that's the same thing my dog's got. And it's, they're using the same kind of stuff on the lawns here in the suburbs. And that was in the early 1980s. They've known about this for a long time. The World Health Organization comes out and says, well, it's probably carcinogenic to humans. Come on. Yet the person who filed this lawsuit said that he and others were told in the training sessions that the weed killer was, quote, safe enough to drink. He said, in addition to spraying Roundup and using its analog Ranger Pro 30 times a year, he was doused with a weed killer twice in on-the-job accidents, and he developed lymphoma within 2 years of the first mishap. As much as 80% of his body is covered now in lesions. Doctors did not think that he would live to see the jury verdict. Yet he was told it was safe enough to drink. You know, kind of like the fluoride that they put in your water that's safe enough to drink. Is it really? We have a new study coming out. This is an article from Natural News, Mike Adams' website. Scientists are stunned as the first of its kind study reveals a strong link between fluoridated water and ADHD. Recent research has once again confirmed that fluoride is a neurotoxin, with developing fetuses and young children being the most susceptible to its deleterious effects. But, you know, let's just dump it into the water because it's good for your teeth. If you dump something into the water, think about it. Is there anything that's good for you, any kind of medicine, that you don't have to be careful about the dosage? No. How do you control the dosage? All of you people who think that fluoride is good for you, how do you control the dosage when you just dump it into the water? And what dosage are you trying to control for? Are you going to give a young child the same dosage as you're going to give an adult male? I mean, it's absolute insanity. They might be getting too little, or they might be getting too much, but you don't have any way to control the dosage if you dump it into the water. But there's a lot of evidence that fluoride, especially this kind of fluoride, folks, is a byproduct of the aluminum and the nuclear fuel industry. And they would have to pay a great deal of money if they were to dispose of it properly. It would cost them a great deal of money. So they've been able to arrange a situation where all the municipalities will pay them. Instead of them having to pay a lot of money to dispose of a neurotoxin, they get paid to dump it into the water supply. That's what this is basically about. And if you think your water supply is safe, here in Austin, we're having to boil our water here. We're on a silt alert. As Dan and the other crew are pointing out, we've been having heavy rains for over a week. And they didn't say anything about this while we had Formula One happening last week. Interesting timing that all of a sudden they've discovered it. I don't know, maybe it wasn't a problem before. But just underscores how you need to be proactive in terms of filtering your water. You know, you can filter things like glyphosate out as well. You know, glyphosate, if you live in a rural area and you're not on city water, glyphosate is going to get down into the water table and into your well, and you need to be able to filter that out with a water filter. If you're in city water, they're going to be dumping a neurotoxin in there, guaranteed. That's how we started on selling health products. First thing we sold was a water filter. But let's get back to what they've just found out about fluoride and ADHD, the connection. University of Toronto recently confirmed that exposure to high levels of fluoride in the womb increases ADHD-like symptoms in school-aged children. The doctor running this study is a Dr. Bahash and his team. They studied 213 pregnant women and their children to see how fluoride affected the children as they reached school age. They analyzed urine samples that they took from the mothers during pregnancy, as well as urine samples taken from the children while they were between 6 and 12 years old. Why would they have to do that? Oh, well, because nobody knows what dosage they're getting because they just throw the fluoride into the public water supply. So let's control for the dosage that these people are actually getting, because it's just kind of like the lottery, you know? I just throw the fluoride out there and maybe you win the lottery, maybe you lose the lottery. The goal was to reconstruct personal measures of fluoride exposure for both mother and child, since we don't know what the level of fluoride that they're being given is because they're getting it through the public water supply. Our findings show that children with elevated prenatal exposure to fluoride were more likely to show symptoms of ADHD as reported by parents. Prenatal fluoride exposure was more strongly associated with inattentive behaviors and cognitive problems, but not with hyperactivity, said the doctor, Dr. Bahash. The team was sure to adjust for other confounding factors like lead exposure or smoking. And then they point out in this article from Natural News that, remember, we had back in 2012, we had a Harvard study that analyzed IQ scores from 8,000 Chinese school children who had been exposed to fluoride in the water supply. And they found that the drops in IQ were equivalent to 7 IQ points for commonly used IQ scores. There you go. That's a big difference, folks. 7 IQ points is a huge difference. Now, we got coming up at the bottom of the hour, Eric Peters. We're going to talk about transportation freedom and other issues. But Eric had something interesting to say about marijuana as well, and how that could be a winning issue for any political party that wants to pick that up. You know, Newt Gingrich has said many times, why would you, as a political party, if you got 80% of the people who want X, Why would you go with what 20% of the people want, which is why? Why wouldn't you go with what 80% of the people want? Well, why wouldn't you go with what 2/3 of the people want, which is to stop this prohibition of at least marijuana? Many people don't really understand the UN agenda behind all this. They don't understand how the UN war on drugs has torn apart Central and South America. That's really where this violence is coming from. Yes, they were poor, but they didn't have the kind of violence that we have without this war on drugs. And nobody's talking about getting rid of that. We have other studies coming out. A Harvard University study that finds that cannabis cuts tumor growth in half in just 3 weeks. But shh, don't tell anybody that. Don't tell anybody. We'll have to have some more studies. But I don't know who's going to fund those studies because nobody wants to fund those studies. People are starting to pay attention now. You got people like John Boehner, who said he was unalterably opposed to the legalization of marijuana. But now he has seen the other green, the cold cash, and now he's all for it, an investor.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalist may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophiles. pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Peter's joining us in the next segment. I want to continue where we are with cancer, because that's where we're going to begin with Eric Peters. We're going to talk about why won't the politicians get the DEA and the FDA off of our backs? Call off your dogs. Call off your war. You don't have any constitutional or legal authority for it in the first place, and that's the most important issue with this. This is how I got involved in it. Destroying our ability to have due process, taking away our property without even charging us with a crime, let alone convicting us of a crime. That is civil asset forfeiture. Locking up massive numbers of people. We got more people in jail than any civilization has ever had. We got more people in jail in terms of absolute numbers, not even as percentage of population, but in terms of absolute numbers than these regimes in China and Saudi Arabia and Syria and so forth. I mean, it's absolutely insane what we're doing on the war on drugs. And the worst part about it, conservatives, is that this is a UN agenda in violation of our Constitution and our 10th Amendment. And as we look at what's going on with all this, let me just begin with this. Free Thought Project has an article. A landmark study shows that half of cancer patients are killed by chemo, not by cancer, killed by chemo. And let me tell you something, that's what killed my father. He got cancer, and the very first chemo treatment he got put him in a coma, and he never came out of it. And they admitted it was chemotherapy, but it was so rare, they said. So rare for this to happen. Bullshit. Crap. A new study shows up to 50% of patients are killed by chemotherapy and not by cancer. Researchers from the Public Health England and Cancer Research UK performed a groundbreaking study examining for the first time the number of cancer patients who died within 30 days of beginning treatment. Across the UK, researchers found an alarming mortality rate. In England, they said about 8.4% of patients with lung cancer, 2.4% of patients with breast cancer died within a month. In some hospitals, the figure was far higher. In Milton Keynes, the death rate for lung cancer treatment was 50.9%, although it was based on a very small sample. Alarmingly, the one-month mortality rate at Lancashire teaching hospitals for those undergoing palliative rather than curative chemotherapy. Let me underscore that. Palliative. They're not trying to cure the cancer. They're just trying to help them control the pain. We know something that controls the pain, don't we? We know a natural product that controls the pain. We know a natural product that when they give you these toxic poisons can help you to still be able to eat. It can control the nausea. It can increase your appetite. We're not allowed to have that. They will lock you up for that. I just read you the story yesterday about the Vietnam veteran, given a Silver Star, a guy who was a POW in Vietnam, and 40 years ago, he bought a collector's item rifle that was like the one that he used in Vietnam, the one that they gave him to go over and fight that useless war that they had no intention of winning, that didn't need to be fought in the first place, that was based on a false flag, based on a lie of a domino theory. But he fought it, and he bought that rifle and kept it in a case, never took it out, according to his neighbors. And now he's going to be serving 7 years in jail because the BATF busted him for that. And they found some cannabis there that his wife, who had just died of cancer, had been using to try to control the cancer, to control the pain. And so they added that to a sentence to enhance it. That's your government. That's the government that he went to fight for. And so they said that just people who are getting it for pain treatment, for palliative care, that 28% of them died within 1 month. One in five breast cancer patients receiving palliative care at Cambridge University Hospitals died from the treatment. We're going to go back and look at this like we look at George Washington. You know, when he got sick, what did they do? They started bleeding him and giving him mercury. That's the way we're going to look at cancer treatment in the future in this country. So let's talk about something that Harvard University just identified. It's funny to see these kind of studies come out from Harvard, because maybe it's okay now that you've got people like John Boehner and Chris Christie kind of moving in their opinion on this, because there's money to be made, big money to be made on this. Harvard University did their study, and they said that they found that tumor growth was cut in half in 3 weeks from using cannabis. Now, here's the most interesting thing about this. We talked a great deal about how there's two components in cannabis that they've identified. CBD, there's multiple strains of CBD, and there's multiple strains of THC. Now, THC is the psychoactive substance that gets you high. CBD does not get you high. Our government doesn't care. They want to lock you up if you're selling something that has no THC in it, that only has CBD, that can't get you high, that is only used for medical purposes. They want to lock you up if you're growing hemp, that can't get you high. But in this particular study, it was the THC and not the CBD that was toxic to the tumors. The active ingredient, THC, cut tumor growth and common lung cancer in half and significantly reduced the ability of the cancer to spread. And this is from lung cancers, as they pointed out in the study, that were highly aggressive and highly resistant to chemotherapy. But don't tell anybody. Don't tell Jeff Sessions. Don't publicize this. They said for 3 weeks, researchers injected standard doses of THC into mice that had been implanted with human lung cancer cells. They found that tumors were reduced in size and weight by about 50% in treated animals compared to a control group. There was also about a 60% reduction in cancer lesions on the lungs of the mice, as well as a significant reduction in protein markers associated with cancer progression. And they said, summing it up, THC offers some promise, but we have a long way to go before we know what the potential is. Do you think that it'll go get some funding from the government? Yeah, maybe Boehner, who used to be unalterably opposed to that, maybe he sees the cash behind it now. We have another study coming back on the other side, being published by WND. And they say that pot smokers have an increased risk of stroke. However, this is fake news. Because if you look at the details that are put out in this article, people who don't want you look at this, and of course there's a lot of funding that is being done now in Washington. I reported on this a couple of weeks ago, and it's repeated in an article about Chris Christie's U-turn on marijuana. But they are going through the Trump administration right now saying, we got to find negative things about marijuana. Well, here's one that they made up. So we can't establish causation, but what we can say is that recreational marijuana users are at a higher risk in terms of stroke. Well, can they? So the researchers don't know if the risk is tied to smoking marijuana or ingesting it, because they didn't control for the study. They also don't know if the people were using other drugs. Were they using tobacco? Were they using cocaine? And the person finally says, well, at this point, we just can't say anything other than we saw an increased risk. But if you don't have a study that controls for other factors, you've got nothing but propaganda. We'll be right back with Eric Peters. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I got more to say about what's going on with drugs, big pharmaceutical drugs, as well as what is happening with pot. We have Eric Peters, we hope to establish connection with. And he's got a great editorial. Typically, we get Eric Peters on to talk about cars. His site is epautos.com. But he had something to say, because he's a libertarian, about a possible big win for Republicans, especially for President Trump. If they want to avoid losing control of the House, it'd be very easy for them to do that. If they were to go with the majority of Americans on a piece of policy that cuts across party lines, As a matter of fact, even now, a majority of Republicans want to decriminalize pot use. And we've had President Trump, as a matter of fact, pardon a nonviolent person who was in jail for a life sentence. He publicly pardoned her, and it was the right thing to do. We don't need to be locking people up for this type of thing. And again, it was nonviolent, and there's a lot of people whose case is even more deserving of pardon than the lady that President Trump pardoned. I mean, she was selling it. I understand she was in a difficult situation. She had never hurt anybody. She was kind of a go-between. The real issue, she'd already served quite a bit of time, and they had her in for a life sentence, which she did not deserve. So we're going to be talking about that some more. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off of all InfoWars Life products. We have never discounted this deeply, this broadly. All of our products, 50% off plus free shipping. All of our products like BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement. You can really feel the difference with BrainForce Plus. It really does help to focus your mind and your memory. BrainForce Plus, 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12. Many people will take B12 injections for a variety of reasons. You don't have to do that. You can get the same effect with Secret 12. You can take it orally. Great tasting. Secret 12, 50% off for free shipping. Also, our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It has the good halogen iodine, and it has nano silver, which helps to protect your mouth against bacteria and virus, as well as Silver Bullet, our all-natural knockout. All of these, 50% off with free shipping. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. All right, joining us now is Eric Peters. And again, you can find his website. He's a great writer, epautos.com. Typically, Eric does car reviews like you would drive, not necessarily supercars that you can never afford, but cars that you would drive. And he talks about real issues that affect your freedom. And cars are a big part of affecting your freedom. But we're going to talk to Eric today about a different subject, and that is pot legalization. Welcome, Eric.
Good to be back, David.
Let's talk about your article from yesterday. Mm-hmm. If Republicans want to avoid losing control of the House and possibly more a few weeks from now, all they need to do to get Republican votes to cross over is to do something that is very popular with a lot of people, mm-hmm. as you pointed out.
Yep, and it's something actually that jibes with President Trump's own views on the subject, and that is to at least decriminalize pot and end this ridiculous war on drugs, which is really a war on personal freedom, frankly.
Yes, that's right. And he's already demonstrated that to some extent with the lady that he pardoned who was serving a life sentence. She'd never convicted a violent crime, and she'd already served quite a bit of time in prison. And he gave her a pardon that was brought to his attention by Kim Kardashian, and mm-hmm. we all saw the picture there. He's also talked about prison reform. Well, if you want to have prison reform, one of the first things you got to do is stop this insane war on drugs that has locked up so many people in our country, and the majority of people who've been locked up under the war on drugs have been locked up with mandatory minimums because of pot.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about this is that a lot of those people happen to be black or other minority groups. And mm-hmm. for this reason, Trump has actually managed to increase his support among black people by, for example, getting together with Kanye West and talking about this fact that a lot of people who have not hurt anybody, who've simply been found to have some arbitrary illegal substance in their possession, get thrown in the clink and their lives get ruined as a result of that. And he thinks that that's unfair and counterproductive, and so do I. And I think a lot of other people think that as well.
Well, it's not just that we think it's counterproductive. We've seen this policy used for 47 years,
right.
And it has been counterproductive. Right. It's actually increased drug use, and it's increased the severity of the drugs that are out there, which is the exact same thing that we saw happen over a short period of time with alcohol prohibition.
Sure.
We saw the rise of organized crime. We saw the corruption of government, and we saw the increased intensity of the very things that you're trying to prohibit.
Sure, and among other things, other abuses that have arisen as a result of this war on drugs is the thing that you and I have talked about before in the past. The asset forfeiture program is largely an outgrowth of this war on drugs.
Yeah, and that's why I don't understand why Republicans, conservatives, who typically really value the right to own property, don't see that aspect of it, just like they don't see the UN's agenda behind all this. The UN created this agenda in 1961, and it was 10 years later before Richard Nixon called it a war on drugs, but he enacted that UN agenda verbatim.
Well, interestingly, according to a lot of polls that I've of data that I've seen, it's predominantly the older GOP base that still supports this war on drugs, people in their 60s and older. The younger cohort does not, and that's where the opportunity exists for some crossing over. Now, politically, it's interesting because within the administration, Jeff Sessions, who's the attorney general, is a rabid drug warrior, and he's really at odds with Trump. And so the two of them are kind of battling over this issue. It hasn't gotten a lot of press, but it's definitely going on.
And the thing is, we've seen even people like Chris Christie, who, as he was running for president, he was real, he's very much like Jeff Sessions. He said at one point, he said, oh, you're getting high in Colorado today? Well, enjoy it, because it's against the law in all 50 states, and it's going to be enforced in all 50 states. And now he's come out saying, well, states have the right to do what they want to do, which is what President Trump was saying during the election. That's why, as you pointed out, you know, Trump is not a libertarian, but on this issue, he seems to at least respect the Constitution and the 10th Amendment, which Chris Christie has been drugged to that reality. Well, you know, that's the bottom line, is we actually have a Constitution.
And, you know, with regard to Chris Christie, he's certainly guilty of food abuse.
Maybe he's got the munchies far too often, right?
Correct, exactly. You know, if we're going to talk about vice and you know, people making perhaps poor decisions with regard to their personal health, well, perhaps Chris Christie should be put in the clink because he's been found to have a case of donuts in his trunk.
That white powder on his on his lips.
I mean, it's funny, but it's
just
true.
Donuts for,
you know,
Chris Christie.
By any metric, this business of the, you know, the war on drugs with regard to pot is preposterous. You know, people, if they get high, they tend to get the munchies, or they want to listen to music. They rarely get violent. And at the same time, we've got this, you know, the fact that, and of course, I support it, the fact that alcohol is legal. But alcohol is arguably, if you're going to go down that war on drugs road, it's a far more dangerous substance than marijuana.
Far more dangerous. We see every year. We see new college freshmen dying from drinking too much alcohol. They don't die from drinking too much marijuana or smoking too much marijuana.
That's right. I don't think it's physically possible to overdose. And I don't think, if I'm correct about this, that pot is addictive in the way that alcohol is, physiologically addictive.
No. Yeah, I've seen people who are who specialize in addiction treatment, and they put alcohol up there as the most addictive of any substances out there.
Yep.
Marijuana doesn't come anywhere close to it. So it's not a gateway drug, you could say, that alcohol is. But we understood that it didn't work.
Right.
And at least at that point in time, we had a government that respected the Constitution enough that they passed the 18th Amendment, because we had the 10th Amendment. Now we don't have a government that respects the Constitution. But maybe, as you pointed out in your article, maybe they understand the that it would be a smart policy from an election standpoint.
Yeah, at this point, I think it's achieved a sort of inevitability. I live in Virginia, and Virginia is the buckle of the Bible Belt. And even here in Virginia, they're now talking about decriminalization and legalizing medical and possibly recreational. And this isn't just fringe libertarian people. This is mainstream Republican candidates are talking about that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be right back with Eric Peters at epautos.com. Part of me wants the federal government to go down the tubes on this, because the best thing about this is that it shows the states can nullify a federal law, and even people like Jeff Sessions don't have the courage to do anything about it. We'll be right back.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses.
They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters of EP Autos, and I want to get on to automobiles. We were talking about a winning formula for any political party that wants to pick up freedom and run with it. They just pick up the idea that we're not going to throw people in prison for marijuana anymore. But of course, that just kind of languishes there. Isn't that interesting? But it's starting to move now because big money is starting to flow into that. So we're seeing things change. Even Chris Christie is starting to change his position on that. But I want to move on to cars. Eric, you had an interesting article where you responded to a person writing back to you, taking you to task.
Oh, yeah, Paul the Libertarian.
Yeah. He called himself a libertarian.
Yeah.
And he was upset about what you had to say about electric cars. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my initial response was that I found it very interesting that this guy claims to be a libertarian and yet is defending a company that exists on government force.
That would be Tesla.
That would be Tesla. It would be the whole electric car market, which would be it is small nonetheless, but it would be minuscule. It would be almost non-existent were it not for all of these government mandates and subsidies that create an artificial demand, and I put that in air quotes, for electric cars. So it's the most profoundly non-libertarian idea that I can imagine.
Yeah, you know, actually, even the mainstream automotive press is starting to take notice of this. I think there was a Car and Driver article. And they were saying, why is it that NHTSA, you know, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, why is it that they are giving a free pass to autonomous cars, and yet they're fighting people tooth and nail over improving headlight design?
Yeah.
This is something you've talked about many, many, many times. Now, even the establishment press that feeds off of these, you know, almost this incestuous relationship with government and big corporations is wondering and scratching their head about that.
Yeah, they're finally beginning to clue into it. And here's another interesting angle. Do you remember the film from the 90s, Who Killed the Electric Car? I think it was a Michael Moore project.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at things today, it's the government that killed the electric car, the viable electric car. It's created all of these perverse incentives. So now the whole reason for having an electric car, which is to have a vehicle that is more efficient and simpler and less expensive to drive than another type of car, has been replaced by these exotic, high-performance, high-end luxury cars that happen to be electric. If you look at Teslas, the least expensive of them are $40,000 to $50,000, and the Model S is a $100,000 car. You know, these are for rich people, and the emphasis of the car is on how quick it is and how much it has in the way of electronic gadgetry. It's not about economy. They never talk about the economy of the car, which it defeats the whole purpose of having it, if that's truly the purpose.
And so this guy who writes you says, well, I'm a libertarian, and I'm a writer on the cost of cars and so forth. And I'm very upset that you would take him. But he's actually really not a libertarian. He is a Elon Musk's fanboy, isn't he?
He's a fanboy, and I think also that he's probably very affluent. A lot of the people who buy these Teslas, there's a cognitive dissonance going on among people who are extremely affluent and for whom the purchase of a $100,000 car is equivalent to you or I going out and buying a $15,000 Honda. You know, they don't seem to understand that for most people, buying a six-figure car is a big deal. Even buying a $50,000 car is a big deal. And here's another thing that I wrote about the other day. When the electric car's battery starts to go, you're looking at a huge sum of money to replace it. In the case of a Tesla, the cost can range from $10,000 to $20,000 or more to replace a battery pack in that car. Can you imagine that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they are... That's why you have the automobile companies saying, we're going to be mobility companies. We're not going to sell these cars anymore, because the government is demanding that everybody get rid of internal combustion engines simply because they want everybody to be renters of transportation and dependent on them and their crony capitalist partners. You know, there's a Uber is in Seattle spending $10 million just in Seattle to push for tolls, congestion pricing. Mm-hmm. And this is getting very close to what's happening already in Paris and other places where they're putting massive penalties on people to drive their cars in the cities. They're working towards banning the car. And, of course, Uber is doing this for their own self-interest. They're trying to steal your car.
Sure.
It's big car theft.
Well, sure. If you haven't got your car and you're dependent on Uber or Lyft or whoever for mobility, and I find it ironic that they use that term, then you're on the revolving debt model, which is what they want. They don't want you to own a vehicle. You know, if you paid off your car, you bought a used car, paid cash for it, you own it, and you have very limited out-of-pocket costs. What these big corporations want is for you to be signed up for a monthly debit, to just constantly have to pay. And to get back to this mobility thing, it strikes me as delusional. You have less mobility. An electric car does not go as far as a conventional car. It takes longer to recover its charge so that it can move, and you're dependent on these charging stations that are few and far between. So, in fact, the electric car restricts your mobility.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want. And they want to partner with big corporations the same way they want to restrict your free speech. They partner with Facebook and with Google and with Twitter and so forth to restrict your free speech with just using just a few hand-picked, handmade corporations. That's the real Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
And when you look at what Uber is doing, the fact that they would go in and lobby and spend $10 million to push congestion pricing tolls on people there to keep them from being able to drive in those cities is very much what they've already done to the taxi industry, where they come in and say, we're not a taxi company, so don't give us the taxes that you put on taxi companies. Don't give us the regulations and the requirements for maintaining our vehicles that you put on, these onerous regulations that you put on the taxi companies. We're not a taxi company, so we're free of all that. And then they have an unfair competitive advantage against the taxi company.
Yeah, have you noticed this stuff is picking up speed? It used to be very incremental. You would see something come along, and then a year or two or three would go by, and then something else would come along. I've noticed it's really picked up speed, and I think it has to do with the fact, and this has not been reported very much, that oil exploration and discovery is such in this country that this country is now almost energy independent and will probably within 5 years no longer have to import any oil, or could choose not to if it wished. And that's driving these people out of their minds, because The whole premise of it is, oh, we're going to run out of gas. Well, apparently we're not, and that's a huge problem for them. So they're increasing the pace of things, and they're also getting much more hysterical and alarmist about the climate change thing, which has become the main justification now for all of this.
Well, they have a deadline, Eric, and that deadline is 2030. You know, these people are, if nothing else, they're accomplished. And you don't accomplish anything if you don't have a date attached to it.
Yep.
And they have attached the date of 2030 to their smart cities, to the UN Agenda for Smart Cities. They call it the UN Agenda for Sustainability. So they have that deadline there. They're rolling out the infrastructure that's going to control these cars, the 5G. They don't care what the health or privacy concerns about 5G are. They are not concerned about that whatsoever. They're going to start rolling it out this next spring, 2019, with a lot of different cities, and they hope to have it fully implemented across the country by 2020 so they can then start pushing these cars on us and banning our cars or taxing them away, which is what Uber is pushing to have happen in Seattle.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, and it's already in the pipeline. Most of the car industry has embraced this for one reason or another, and within 5 years, I wrote an article about Porsche, of all car companies. They've committed to electrifying the majority of their product lineup by 2025, which is only 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I'm talking about the mainstream automotive press. There's an article from Road and Track. Maybe you saw it. How will it feel when computers finally kick us off of the street? Well, you know what? It's not computers that are going to be kicking us off the street. It's going to be the government that is kicking us off the street. It's going to be government and corporate fascists who are working together to ban our freedom of movement.
Sure.
They're going to be the ones kicking us off the street and taking away our private ownership.
Yeah, and that's
And when we look at this, they say, well, it'd be okay to be just like horses. We'll still have the rich. We'll still have them, just like the rich still have horses to play with. And they've got the time to play with it, but the rest of us won't be able to use them on a regular basis for freedom.
Yeah, that's why I harp on terminology. Whenever I discuss this issue, people in general refer to autonomous cars, and I correct them and say, no, we're talking about automated cars. Autonomous means independent. It means under your control. And nothing could be farther from the truth with regard to these things. They're going to be automated, and they're going to be controlled by somebody other than you.
Yeah, yeah. It's really strange. And we're seeing this, as you point out, seeing this pushed over and over again, a BBC headline, why you have probably already bought your last car.
Mm-hmm.
And that may very well be true because if you look at what all of the automotive companies are planning here, as you see what they're releasing, they're all just doing electric cars now, aren't they, Eric? I mean, they have a long lead-in cycle to what they're going to manufacture a couple of years down the road. They're not even planning on manufacturing any internal combustion engine machines down the road because they know that they're going to be taxed out of existence, if not outright banned.
That's right. I'm not going to attack them because they're between a rock and a hard place. Among other things, and this is a pincer movement, there are lots of things that are coming to a head here, but they are under the pressure of these CAFE regs that you and I have talked about before that are on deck to go up to 50 miles per gallon or more, and there's just no way that they're going to meet that without having at least half the inventory of their model lineup be electric. And then there's the carbon footprint issue on top of that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And BMW had even tried to make a preemptive move a year or so ago, saying, look, if you go out and buy one of these cars and if the government turns around and bans it, we'll give you credit towards whatever the government will allow us to sell. And now the government in Germany is stepping up the bans. And people need to understand this is coming to us. Look at what's happening in Seattle right now. Thank you for joining us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In Houston, last night, as President Trump was campaigning for Ted Cruz against the beta male, O'Rourke, President Trump joked that he should nominate Hillary Clinton to the Supreme Court. He said, you want fake news to finally investigate Hillary Clinton? We'll have to nominate Hillary Clinton to the U.S. Supreme Court. He said, can you imagine Hillary up there? That would take 3 to 4 years to investigate her with her past. Yeah, I'm sure that they wouldn't do anything at all about that. As a matter of fact, we've now had the Bar Association take a pass on doing anything to Hillary Clinton for violating national security. I wonder why the CIA is taking a pass on Hillary Clinton after she betrayed CIA agents in China, resulting in their execution. Isn't that interesting? Nothing that Hillary Clinton ever does rises to the level that anybody would pay any attention in the establishment in the swamp. President Trump also said that Robert O'Rourke, also campaigning as somebody named Beto, gets an F rating from the NRA. And President Trump said, by the way, that means that he wants to take away your guns. It's just that simple. He said, to me, this is a beauty. I don't know of anyone that's earned this rating, but he got an F from the NRA. You know what an F means? An F means that he wants to take away your guns. Breitbart reported last month that O'Rourke gave an interview to CBS News, and he said, I just don't think we should be selling AR-15s in this country. And again, you know, we lock up anybody who has any kind of a weapon, if we can find that as an excuse already. As I pointed out yesterday, that veteran is getting 7 years, 70-year-old veteran, Vietnam veteran, Silver Star. His wife just died of cancer. They're locking him up for 7 years because he had the audacity to collect 14 collector items guns, and one of them was the gun that he used in Vietnam, and he had it in a case. They don't fine him. They don't make him take out the firing pin. They send him to jail for 7 years. Kind of like they burned all those people at Waco because they wanted a PR event. All they had done was to not pay some taxes. They were gun dealers there. They had engaged in buying and selling of guns, and they identified some guns that they had not paid taxes on, and they made this big display of force, and the people thought that they were going to kill him. Probably were. Who knows? Based on their history. They shot back, and you know how that ended. But, of course, we had to burn that compound down to save the children inside of it, right? And we had the ATF that was there investigating allegations of child abuse because, you know, that's what the ATF does, right? No, that's not what they do. That isn't anything to do with what they are supposed to investigate. President Trump at the rally again was saying that this caravan that is coming into our country is an assault on our country. It is an assault on the sovereignty of the U.S., and he is absolutely true. People see that. They understand that. And quite frankly, President Trump has got some more time on this because he's been obstructed with, in terms of trying to do something at the border with people in his own party, people like Paul Ryan. But after this election, President Trump is going to have to do something. Quite frankly, he doesn't have to wait on Mexico to pay for the wall. He doesn't have to wait for Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell to fulfill their campaign promises, because we know they're not going to fulfill their campaign promises. They have campaigned over and over again on things like protecting the border and getting rid of Obamacare. And they won't do it. They keep using that during elections as reasons to vote for them, and then they fail to follow through. President Trump has to follow through. He has the capability as commander-in-chief to use the military to protect our borders. He has the duty to do that. Why would we pick up these people and then send them and their families to a military base to be fed and clothed and housed and given medical treatment at a military base using Department of Defense funds, but we won't use DOD funds to keep them from getting into our legal and welfare system?
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. Last night we had the rally in Texas by President Trump. They had to move to a larger venue. They had a crowd that was so large, people were waiting there for over 24 hours. And as President Trump said, they could have, they set a record for that arena. And he said they had enough people still standing outside that they could have filled it another three times over. And yet, as we saw in Nevada, when President Trump, in a very small town in Nevada, and again, all the towns in Nevada are small outside of Las Vegas. Everybody lives in Las Vegas. And most of the land in Nevada is owned by, or hoarded, I should say. That's the right word to use. It's not owned by the federal government. It is hoarded by the federal government. They never turned it over when Nevada became a state. That's what they were constitutionally obliged to do, but of course, after the Civil War, we became a post-constitutional country for the most part, and they really doubled down on that in the latter part of the 20th century. But it was a small town in Nevada, and President Trump had several thousand people still waiting outside. He had 7,000 or 8,000 people waiting outside the venue. They couldn't get in there. And you had Joe Biden in Las Vegas only able to get 193 people. 193. And so President Trump said, yeah, we call him 1% Joe, because he's run for president many times and he's never gotten more than 1% of the vote. Now, we had Obama doing a rally in Las Vegas, and I didn't see anybody talk about it. This is a story from CBS News, and I'm looking through this entire story, and I can't see any information about the size of the crowd. CBS says former President Obama headlined a rally in Las Vegas with Jackie Rosen, the Democrat candidate for Senate, and other Nevada Democrats. He told the roaring crowd to remember who started the current trend of economic growth and the longest streak of job creation on record. Oh, really? Remember President Trump doing that? It wasn't Obama that did that. He says, yeah, I miss you too, he told the roaring crowd, but no word about how big the crowd is. Don't you think that's odd? Don't you think that if it was several thousand people that they would mention that? You know, it looks like a big crowd there from some of the pictures that they show, but we all know how you can position cameras to make a crowd look big. And, of course, I don't know how big that arena is. It doesn't look like that's a very long-distance shot there. So I don't know how many people he had. He had 1,000 or 2,000 people in that arena. No word about it in this article, at the very least. And, you know, we had Michael Avenatti. Right before we move on from Barack Obama, let's remember who started all of this economic growth. Do you remember when Obama was mocking President Trump, saying that he was going to fix the economy, that he was going to bring back manufacturing jobs? Do you remember that? Let's play this flashback to, I think it was 2016, as part of the campaign. I think President Trump had already gotten the nomination, and here is President Obama mocking President Trump for saying that he's going to wave his magic wand and fix the economy. Here's Obama.
He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that?
Watch and learn.
What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
Yeah, well, he does have an answer. You're the one that didn't have a plan. You didn't fix the economy. And as I said before, I think we need to have the MAGA wands, the magic wands of President Trump. Forget the cap. We can still sell wands that people can wave at the rallies, because that's what he evidently did. He waved that MAGA wand, and he fixed the economy. Barack Obama said it couldn't be done, and now he says he was the one who did it. What was that about the stages of first you mock the other person, then you imitate them, and then you claim credit for their idea? Isn't that the way this thing progresses? Yeah, that's what we're seeing from Obama right now. And, of course, yesterday was not a good day for Michael Avenatti. He not only had to cancel his rally here in Texas. He was going to do a Resistance Texas rally. And it's like, uh-oh, we've got 100,000 people signed up for this President Trump rally. I think I've got a scheduling conflict. Well, he has some conflicts of interest, and he has some problems with a judge who has now ordered him also yesterday. Not only did he have to cancel his resistance rally, but the judge ordered him to pay up $4.85 million in addition to his scheduling conflict. It seems like he had a scheduling conflict with his taxes, and yet he was living the life of luxury as he was skimming money off and not sending the money in for taxes. And it looks like all of his lies and tricks are starting to catch up with Michael Avenatti, the prostitute lawyer, because that's basically what the guy is. Hillary Clinton, however, is not having the past catch up to her. She has avoided punishment in Arkansas over violating national security at the highest level. Remember that even though Bill Clinton did not get impeached, they did not get removed from office. He was impeached in the House, but he was not convicted in the trial in the Senate, so he's not removed from office. But he was impeached, and he did have his, he was disbarred because he committed perjury. I have to remind all of my liberal friends this many times. He was impeached not because he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, which they were all fine with, but now the Me Too Democrats are not fine with that. And Monica Lewinsky is saying, well, it wasn't okay for a president to push himself on me with that power differential and so forth. So now the Democrats are singing a different song. But I always heard, come on, give me a break. The Republicans impeached him for having a consensual affair. No, they didn't. They impeached him for committing perjury. And he was also disbarred for that. But Hillary Clinton is not getting disbarred. Arkansas's bar has declined to sanction her for her emails. See, not even in Arkansas can Hillary Clinton get sanctioned. And she completely abandoned Arkansas. She went to New York to become a senator. She didn't want to live in that hick state that she called it, right? So she abandoned them, but they're not going to abandon Hillary. They love their Clintons there. Love them. The state Supreme Court's Office of Professional Conduct didn't offer any explanation for its decision in an October 17th letter to Ty Clevenger, the lawyer who had asked for action. As a matter of fact, I've interviewed Mr. Clevenger. And he was on this program talking about this very thing, saying, I'm going to bring up measures to have her disbarred because she needs to be disbarred for what she did, the violation of law. And, of course, committing perjury and the consensual about the consensual affair with Monica Lewinsky was the least of things that could happen. And, of course, that's exactly why Ken Starr did that. And that's one of my concerns about Brett Kavanaugh. He has been tied in with this corrupt GOP establishment for a long time. We'll have to see. I mean, he's Supreme Court Justice now. I never liked him as a pick. And, you know, I supported him in these fake charges. But quite frankly, Ken Starr looked the other way on all these rape and violent sexual assault claims for Bill Clinton. Didn't bring any of those up. Didn't bring up any of the corruption charges that went back to Arkansas, back to Whitewater, back to Mena, Arkansas. Didn't talk about any of that stuff. Instead, went with a simple perjury charge. And then, of course, Ken Starr was the lawyer who worked out the plea bargain deal for Epstein. And then also, as president of Baylor University, defended the football team against charges of sexual misconduct there until they finally removed him. This is a guy who has been on the wrong side of this issue, has been covering up for sex offenders like Clinton, like Epstein, everywhere he goes. And his right-hand man was Brett Kavanaugh through all this stuff. What does that tell us? I don't know. I'm still holding my breath to see what Kavanaugh is going to do. But he has been an establishment man. And this is yet another thing that we have seen where justice has been thwarted by the Clintons yet again. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the blue wave. We're going to take a look at some free speech issues that are a little bit different than what we've been talking about in terms of censorship by social media. These are some free speech attacks that are happening in France and in one of our other authoritarian allies' countries, Egypt. We're going to look at book bans that are coming against us, not just social media bans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. As I said in the last segment, we had Barack Obama having a rally. It was a small building, bigger than the rally that Joe Biden had. We had 193 people in Las Vegas. And, of course, Barack Obama was there with a campaign event for the Senate candidate in Nevada. No report as to how big the crowd was, however, but we do have reports about crowd sizes at some other Democrat events, and it doesn't look too good for them. But I would just mention, as we had Obama at that event, taking credit for the economy. Now, y'all remember who started all this stuff? It's like, yeah, we do remember. The uptick in the economy began after President Trump was elected, because people expected and anticipated cuts in taxes and cuts in regulation. And it continued to increase based on the expectation of those tax cuts and regulation cuts for a year until the Republicans finally passed it. And that's why I kept saying, you know, all these people were saying, oh, this isn't going to help the economy. I said, look at this. It's just the anticipation of tax cuts and regulation cuts that are pumping up the economy. Just the anticipation. I said, what's going to happen when they actually pass it? Well, we've now seen what happens. We've had massive growth this year. We've had record growth in income from people, record growth in employment. Now, we still have a record growth in the deficit. Why is that? Because even though they've had record revenue from a rapidly expanding economy, the federal government has been able to spend money faster than the record increase. So it is a record increase in spending. It is a hyper spending is what we're in. And that's really the problem. Just a flashback, as the crew reminded me. Thanks, guys, for this article. Washington Times, back in 2015, Obama's budget was defeated 98-1 by the Senate. Now, that wasn't 98 Republicans. That was his own party voting against his budget. You had Senator Cornyn from Texas said, this is the president's proposed budget, and he put that budget out. It was a budget from the president, and they put it up for a vote, and even the Democrats wouldn't vote for it. Why? Because it had things like tax hikes, spending increases that Obama had projected in the document that he sent to Congress the previous month. See, this is the Obama plan. The Obama plan is we're going to tax our way to prosperity. We're going to spend our way to prosperity, just like Cory Booker. I'm going to give $50,000 to every poor kid born in America. That includes the anchor babies, turning the anchor babies into trust fund babies, bringing in a massive wave of immigrants. That's always their program. Make people dependent on the government. We're going to confiscate money from the middle class so that they become the lower class. We're going to completely eliminate the middle class with taxation. We're going to cut off the rungs of the ladder for them to get up with upward mobility, with taxation, with regulation. Not going to have a business because the regulations are too expensive. Not going to be able to save the capital to start a business because we're going to tax that income from you. But we're going to hand out stuff, and if you're a good little boy or girl, we'll pat you on the head, and we'll give you something from your rich Uncle Sam. And that's the Cory Booker program.
And that's exactly what Obama was doing. And he couldn't even get the Democrats in his own party to vote for it back in 2015. That's the failure of Obama. And remember, as Black Sphere pointed out, I love this headline. Socialist Bernie Sanders admits that the blue wave is just a wet dream. His crowds are down 90%. Bernie Sanders' crowds are down 90% from where they were in 2016. And as I point out in here, remember we had James Carville? Aren't you glad that we don't hear from him too much? Maybe he still is on CNN or MSNBC. He was such a grating socialist voice. And this is typical of the braggadocio of James Carville, a book that he wrote saying 40 more years, how the Democrats will rule the next generation. And he said a Democratic majority is emerging and much of the credit goes to Barack Obama. Well, it turned out to be exactly the opposite. Before this last election in 2016, they had lost 1,000 seats across the country. As I pointed out many times in my own North Carolina voted for Barack Obama in 2008. By 2010, it was a wave of Republicans. Republicans won everything in the state. They won the state house for the first time since Reconstruction, the state Senate for the first time since Reconstruction. Of course, they had all the statewide races were won by Republicans. The only thing that didn't change, of course, was the Congress, because that's gerrymandered. But then when the Republicans got control of the House, it was 2010, it was a census year. They were able to redraw the district lines, as the Democrats have always done that. And when they redrew the district lines, they redrew them in their favor, just as the Democrats had drawn the district lines in their favor for hundreds of years. And when that happened, you saw the Republicans get those seats in the next election in 2012. That's happened all over the country because of Obama, because people didn't like his policies. They didn't dislike Obama because he was half black. They voted for him in 2008. As a matter of fact, I think they voted for him because he was half black. But they hated his policies so much that the Democrat Party up to 2016 had lost over 1,000 seats. And now they've lost a lot more than that with the 2016 election. And I think they may lose more coming up because people don't like their policies. That's why they use identity politics. That's why somebody like Robert Francis O'Rourke calls himself Beto, pretends that he's Hispanic. And that's why they put people like Gillum up in Florida. I want to get a clip of a back and forth between DeSantis and Gillum, which I think was very interesting. I'll play a little bit of that for you in just a moment. But they're saying this all over in terms of the wave. Yeah, is it going to be a red wave? Is it going to be a blue wave? Is it going to be a wave of illegals so that you kiss and you wave goodbye to America? What kind of wave are we going to have? We're going to wave goodbye to America with all these illegals. Tom Perez, the DNC chair, says, I don't use the term blue wave. Not anymore, he's not. He said, we always knew this election was going to be close. Did you? We've been hearing up until last week, we've been hearing that it wasn't even close. Republicans might as well not even show up. It's a done deal. CNN and MSNBC and the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, they've all decided what's going to happen with this election. But now the chair of the DNC is saying, well, we always knew it's going to be close. I don't like to use the term blue wave. Mm-hmm. Yep. So Bernie is down by 90%. Now, we've got some of the early voting being turned in from some of the states. And as Breitbart points out, Republican voters are outpacing Democrat voters in key states like Arizona, Florida, Indiana, Montana, Tennessee, and Texas. That's according to NBC News. Not according to Breitbart. That's according to NBC News. They said, according to Real Clear Politics, a poll of polls, they said Republicans are currently enjoying comfortable leads in three of those states, in Tennessee, North Dakota, and Texas. And Texas, still, even though trans-Hispanic Beto has raised $38 million, he's still trailing Ted Cruz by 7 points in the polls. And so far, as people are showing up at the poll, you've got in Florida, you got 44% of the people who have done early voting are Republican. 44% Republican in early voting, 38% Democrat. In Indiana, 51% Republican, Democrat 39%. In Montana, 46% Republican, 29% Democrat. Looks like that wave isn't happening. That's why they need the wave of immigrants.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases. Like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Of course, President Trump was in Houston yesterday supporting Ted Cruz in the race against Robert Francis O'Rourke. As President Trump said, Ted's opponent in this race is a stone-cold phony named Robert Francis O'Rourke, sometimes referred to as Beto. As a matter of fact, that's the only thing he's referred to as on his signs. He doesn't have any of his real names up on the sign. And all the people who like to say that he's gone by that name from his childhood, that is an absolute lie. The review that he had to cower before the feminists for writing, the review of the, I think it was some Follies, I think it was Will Rogers Follies or something that he reviewed when he was in college. He wrote the review under the byline, under the name that he used was his real name, Robert O'Rourke, not Beto. But then when he runs for office, he calls himself Beto. President Trump went on to say, and as a matter of fact, that was put in there by NBC News. So they have the quote there from President Trump saying, Ted's opponent is a stone cold phony named Robert Francis O'Rourke, sometimes referred to as Beto. And then NBC editorializes and lies and said, Trump told that to the crowd, mocking the Democrats' nickname, which he has gone by since childhood. No, he hasn't. He didn't use that nickname when he was in college writing reviews. He used his real name. When he wanted to run for office, he used that name. I don't know if he ever used it before, but he didn't use it when he was in college. That wasn't the name that he has always used since childhood. Sorry, NBC, you're lying again. And then they have another quote from President Trump. He pretends to be a moderate, but he's actually a radical open borders left winger. That's right. He's not Hispanic. He's really a globalist socialist. That's his real DNA. That's like I said when I was laughing about the absurd situation with Elizabeth Warren. I said, yeah, she's not Cherokee. Her real DNA is socialist, just like the DNA of the Daily Beast is really Clinton DNA. Whether or not it's reptilian, trying to get, and actually they did. They got us down, taken down. From Twitter, who said that, oh, yeah, all that stuff that we said about free speech and how much we love it, that was a joke. No, we're really not about that at all. And it's really Chelsea Clinton who sits on the board of the company that owns the Daily Beast. And her mother, Hillary Clinton, that I was reading a satire about. And so, of course, the Daily Beast's mama is Chelsea Clinton, and their grandmama is Hillary Clinton. That's their real DNA, just like... the real DNA of the Beto male here in the Texas Senate race is socialist. Let's talk about the Florida race. CNN is very excited about the fact that they have a poll somewhere showing that their candidate, Gillum, is leading by double digits. This is a guy who's gotten a lot of funding from billionaires like George Soros and Tom Steyer, pouring cash into this race, another identity socialist. You know, at least he's really black. You know, Beto is not Hispanic, but Gillum is black. But he wants you to see that and not his socialism. He wants you to see that and not his corruption. Let's play a back and forth from the debate that was moderated by Fake Jake of CNN. And you have DeSantis and Gillum. They're talking about the allegations of corruption as mayor, influence peddling. As Gillum was mayor of, I think it was Tallahassee, that he's mayor of in Florida. Here's the back and forth from the debate.
I want to bring up an issue that has been plaguing each one of you. I'll start with you, Mayor Gillum. The FBI has been investigating potential corruption in Tallahassee now for 3 years. The probe appears to include lobbyist and former campaign treasurer for you, Adam Corey. You've been trying to distance yourself from Corey, but you've been friends with him for more than a decade, and two trips you took together are part of the investigation. Can Floridians trust your judgment when someone under FBI investigation was part of your inner circle?
Yeah, well, you know, we all have friends that sometimes let us down. And
mistakes are made.
The truth is let you me know, be very clear about what the record is. I am not under FBI investigation, and neither is my city government. And what
He's
we have done is we welcome them in. If there is someone who has done something wrong, they ought to be held fully accountable for their actions. We've made every public record available on a publicly searchable website in our city. A contrast how I've dealt with the FBI by comparison to how Mr. DeSantis deals with the FBI. He has gone out of his way before he quit his job in Congress to protect Donald Trump, to curb the inquiry by Mr. Mueller. He has gone even so far as to suggest that some deep state is at work to undermine the presidency. I mean, these are conspiracy theories,
this
if you will.
This is starting to sound like
so
an endorsement.
So if you take the way we've dealt with their investigation as opposed to how Mr. DeSantis has dealt with it, I'll take our example every single day of the week.
The difference between Andrew and me is that when I dealt with the FBI as a prosecutor, I was working hand-in-hand with them to bring people to justice. When Andrew deals with them, he's dealing with an undercover agent posing as a contractor who he was on a junket with in New York City. You went to a Broadway show with an undercover FBI agent. You went to Costa Rica with these same lobbyists. And guess what happened? The lobbyists that wined and dined Andrew, they got a $2 million grant from the city government. So to me, corruption is when you're in a position of power, you're getting something you shouldn't have had. He shouldn't have gotten the Broadway tickets. He shouldn't have gotten the trip to Costa Rica. And then you give something to someone in return. He gave $2 million to those same lobbyists.
So let me be very clear. First of all, I am a grown man. My wife and I take vacations, and we pay for our own vacations. I didn't get anything in life for free. I got it by working for it. So if the congressman is suggesting that because I have friends that have, I don't choose their professions, that somehow that makes me in some way less than ethical.
Did you pay for Hamilton?
Then he ought to check himself.
He's avoiding saying that he didn't pay for the
trip. You have your time, I will take mine.
Because you won't answer the question.
I will take mine.
Right.
The congressman himself accepted money. In fact, he left his job in Congress because he was under ethics investigation.
Oh,
he went, stayed in a home in Washington, D.C. as a kickback and left the Congress before that inquiry could be completed.
Well, that's a lie.
That is a fact.
For 6 years, I lived in my office in Washington. You know what I did when I got to Congress? I declined all the perks. I declined the pension. Mm. I declined the special health care subsidies. The first bill I passed stopped a pay increase for members of Congress. What he said is wrong. He's used the office to benefit himself. I put taxpayers first and gave up any perks because I think people are sick of that. But the question is, did you pay for the Hamilton ticket or did the undercover FBI pay for the Hamilton ticket? Did you pay to stay in the villa in Costa Rica? Where are the receipts? You have not proven that you paid for anything, and that's the problem.
So here's the direct answer. I don't take free trips from anybody. I'm a hardworking person. I know that may not fit your description of what you think people like me do, but I worked hard for everything that I've gotten in my life, and I don't need anybody handing me anything for free. But to be more specific about this congressman, since he's bringing up receipts, this Florida taxpayers deserve to know what he did with $145,000 of travel money as a member of Congress that he refuses to allow us to see those receipts. Even more, he said if I release my tax returns, which we have done, he would release his.
I have.
We're still waiting
for
the congressman to release his tax
returns. No, they're released. I don't have anything
to hide.
Will
you also release
the
100?
You're the one that has things
will
to
you
hide.
Also...
Again, you notice how he turns that around. He will not answer a direct question. Instead, he makes more allegations. Said, you need to release your tax forms. And he says, well, I have. But he won't answer the straight question. Did you pay for that trip? Or did somebody else pay for that trip? I pay for my own trips everywhere. No, that specific trip. Will you give us a specific yes or no? No, he won't. No, he won't. DeSantis is a good guy. Hopefully that's going to turn around. Again, we're seeing an early voting in many of these states, including Florida. We're seeing more Republicans turn out. And that's the issue. Are Republicans energized by the Kavanaugh charade that we've seen? That identity politics? Are they energized by the wave of immigrants that are going to take down this country? Are they going to show up at the polls, or are they going to sit back and let the Democrats show up? Are the Democrats energized? That's really going to be the question about this, because this is an off-year election. And typically, it is the political party that has lost the previous election that is more energized. The other people are typically kind of apathetic about it. They feel like everything's been handled. And yet, that doesn't appear to be the case with the massive crowds that President Trump is getting. And hopefully that's not going to be the case in Florida either. Stay with us. We'll be right back with an amazing new law in France about censorship.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you've got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We got one more segment. Before we get started on that, I just want to tell you about the sale that we got going at InfoWarsStore.com. The deepest, broadest sale that we have ever had. Deep discounts to 50%. All the InfoWars Life products on sale, 50% off with free shipping. Things like BrainForce Plus, our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with nano silver, our Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. Everything that we sell at InfoWars Life Products, all of those 50% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in other types of censorship. It's getting very broad. In France, they have come out with a ban on full-body Islamic veils. But now the UN is telling the French people they can't ban that. It's the UN Human Rights Committee that's telling them that. Do you sense a little bit of hypocrisy here? Where is the UN Human Rights Committee when it comes to the full-body veil itself that's being imposed on women? Where are they when it comes to the bans on female travel that they've got in Saudi Arabia, for example? Or female genital mutilation that goes on, the oppression against women, against minorities, the religious intolerance, as I pointed out. Why isn't anybody talking about the fact that now, after Aleppo has been freed from our ISIS allies, Christians can celebrate Easter in Syria, and yet you can't even have a Bible if you're a foreigner in Saudi Arabia? You can't walk down the street unless you are attired in a way that is acceptable to the Saudi religious police, our allies there. And yet, to ban it for security purposes in France, the UN Human Rights Committee says you can't do that. Can't do that. Now, they say this is not legally binding, but it will influence the French courts. Isn't that interesting? Because we see that same sort of thing happening here in the United States, in the Supreme Court. That's one of the problems that we've always had with Anthony Kennedy, who just retired and Brett Kavanaugh took his place. One of the problems with Kennedy was that he would always look to international bodies like the UN to determine what the law was going to be or how he would interpret it, rather than going back to our Constitution, our legal traditions, or our written law. Kennedy would go back and look at things like the UN Human Rights Committee and what they would have to say, or what some other European government would have to say, and make decisions based on that. That's why he was so totally unpredictable, because he had completely cut himself loose from the Constitution. But let's take a look at something else that they have here. As they're doing that, we've now got a French lawmaker proposing a bill to outlaw the mockery of accents. This is Laetitia Avia. She is part of President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party. She says if you mock people's accents, that would be prohibited, just like they have prohibited other types of speech. You know, it's bullying. It's harassment if you mock somebody's accent. You know, something like this.
Can we come up and have a look? Of course not. You are English type, sir. Well, what are you then? I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king? What are you doing in England? Mind your own business.
That guy's going to go to jail.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force. You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
Go boil your bottoms, you stupid English pig dogs. Yeah, that's the kind of speech that's going to get you in jail in France. And, of course, that kind of comedy is not going to be allowed either, right? The only comedy we're going to allow is the comedy coming from people like Jack Dorsey, who said, yeah, all that stuff about us being the free speech wing of the free speech party, that was just a joke. Those are the kind of jokes that we're going to have. We're not going to have Monty Python, John Cleese, along with Rowan Atkinson, many others said, this is the death of comedy, this political correctness. And now this is what's happening in France. She has proposed this law after a journalist in Toulouse asked a former presidential candidate, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, about an anti-corruption investigation of his hard-left political party. This is a left-winger, and he mocked this person for their French accent. This left-winger mimicked the journalist's accent, you stupid English type, and told her she was talking nonsense before turning away and saying, has anyone got a question in more or less comprehensible French? Where did that joke that John Cleese come up with, where did that come from? Where did that stereotype come from, the rude, taunting French? Maybe it comes from reality. I don't know. We've got now Ontario saying they're now going to censor To Kill a Mockingbird. An Ontario school board. Now, this is serious, folks. It is, To Kill a Mockingbird is racist. This is a book that had a great deal to do with changing people's minds about racism. It showed the effect of racism. And I've said many times that growing up in the South, I can tell you that the mandates and the quotas that were imposed by the federal government, saying you don't have freedom of association and so forth, we're going to dictate quotas and things like that to you, that backfired. That hardened people's attitude. It was things like To Kill a Mockingbird that woke people up, that got them to see people as all of one blood, as the Bible says. God has made us all of one blood. We have different tongues. We have different tribes. We have different nations. But we're all human beings. And that was the point of To Kill a Mockingbird. But now, because they show people in the novel being racist, and they don't show them in a positive way. They're portrayed very, very negatively as racist. But because they're portrayed as racist, now we are going to ban that book. And in this letter calling for the ban of the book in Canada, they said the use of racist texts as an entry point into discussions about racism is hardly the benefit of black students who already experience racism. They said that black parents, think about it. Since only white people can be racist, then maybe To Kill a Mockingbird is targeted towards educating all those racist white people. But it said the idea, and it was part of the letter, the idea that banning books is about censorship and that censorship limits free speech is often decried as a poor reason to keep the novel on schools' reading lists. So therefore, I guess the next thing that's up for ban is Fahrenheit 451 and maybe 1984. And then we also have our other ally in the Middle East. Egypt has now arrested not only journalists and authors and activists. This is President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's Egypt. They have now arrested a man for writing a book criticizing the government's handling of the economy. The book is called Is Egypt Really a Poor Country? It analyzed various economic and social crises afflicting Egypt. See, this is not going to be limited just to social media, folks. Censorship is censorship, whether it's done by an authoritarian government or an authoritarian corporation that owns the public square. And then as we look at this situation unfolding with Khashoggi, we've had the speech today by Erdogan. Many people thought that he was going to blow the whistle on this and release the audio tape. He did not do that. It has now come out some more updates about what happened. We've seen pictures of the somebody that was part of the assassin entourage, I guess we could call them. And, of course, out of those 15 people, seven of them were personal bodyguards of Mohammed bin Salman. But, of course, there's no connection whatsoever. And we've seen video emerge now of one of the guys walking out wearing the clothing that Khashoggi was wearing when he went into the embassy and wearing a fake beard, obviously very fake beard. But he did not have the same shoes. So they had a picture of this guy going in, wearing some sneakers that had like a white sole to them. And they had a picture of Khashoggi going in. And then this guy coming out wearing Khashoggi's clothes and a fake beard, but still wearing the sneakers that he came out with. And then they follow him to a public restroom. He comes out without the beard, without the clothes, but carrying a bag that he then puts into a garbage can. And it has now come out that the guy behind the Khashoggi murder was running it via Skype. He manages social media for the Saudis. And he's also the guy that masterminded the arrest of hundreds of people. Remember when they arrested all these people and they drugged them to the Ritz? I talked about this when it happened. You know, it was something like this. Putting on the Ritz from Young Frankenstein. Remember this?
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellers in their midst.
Please! Yeah, that's kind of what it sounded like when all those Rockefeller types were walking around with sticks, beating the other billionaires that were hanging by their feet. And of course, it was right after Jared Kushner went there. He was questioned by Van Jones about this. And as I'm looking at this, and Jared Kushner saying, yeah, my advice to them was to be fully transparent. About as transparent as a full burqa. And I kind of wonder, who is Kushner? Is he our crown prince? What is his job? What is his title? Why is he working with this dictator?
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.